Nike came
up with.
We've
had a few come in, that is for sure.
At some point. Today we got to talk business, though, right now, with the commissioner of the Sun Belt Conference. As we always say, the more things change, the more they stay the same. And Commissioner Carl Benson has been kind enough to call in on the Revolution Hotline to talk about all the changes, which we outlined for you a couple of days ago. It was breaking news at that point. I think people have pretty well gotten their minds around it, but it's an ever-changing look of the Sun Belt now. Commissioner, good to hear from you. How are you, sir?
Very well. Good afternoon. Thanks for fitting me in here today.
Look, I appreciate you making time. I know you've had 1,000,004 media requests the last couple of days, so I appreciate you making time for us. So I think most people understand by now the changes. Idaho, New Mexico State, Appalachian State, Georgia Southern, some certainly very, very respected programs coming in. I had a chance to go to Georgia Southern last year with Central Arkansas in a playoff game and view their facilities. I think it's a spectacular ad. Most people are very familiar with the success that App State has had. You said at the Sun Belt Conference tournament, the basketball tournament, that there were a lot of teams hanging out there that would be willing to join immediately. I guess you meant that quite literally.
Well, we knew that that we had to make a change and to make some additions based on the departures of Middle Tennessee and Florida Atlantic. And yet Georgia Southern and Appalachian State have really been on our radar screen, Justin, for the last year. We started looking at them a year ago when I first took this job, and knowing that changes were coming. Once Florida Atlantic and Middle Tennessee made their announcement last November, I think that we had a pretty good idea that this is where we were going to get to. The New Mexico State Idaho edition probably was a little bit more divided in terms of whether there was full consensus that we go that direction, and that had to do with whether or not we really wanted to get to a football championship game. And even though we announced New Mexico State and Idaho yesterday, we still have not finalized whether a football game would be conducted. I expect that we'll get there, but the details and just some of the logistics about it have not been sorted out yet.
Can you talk to me a little bit about, I saw you get some members that are coming in as football onlys in 2014 in App State and Georgia Southern, and then there are some that will become, or I guess they're all sports members, and then you got some that are just football only members that are coming in 2014. How does that process work, and what's the reasoning behind football only in the
And it's a good question. The goal, our priority was to replace Middle Tennessee and Florida Atlantic in the eastern half of the league, the Eastern Division, so that we could maintain our six teams in each division. The losses that we've had this year didn't impact the West. UALR and Arkansas State and Louisiana Lafayette, Louisiana Monroe, Texas State and UT Arlington, that was intact, and that was done by purpose a year ago, was to get to that distinct Western Division and Eastern Division. So our goal was to replenish the East, which we did with Appalachian State and Georgia Southern as all sport members, but certainly it was football driven in terms of their success and the history and tradition they have as football programs. And once we reestablished those 12 teams, then the decision was made to kind of go outside of our footprint. Just because New Mexico State and Idaho were available, they're current existing FBS members that kind of count towards some potential revenue down the road for us as well. And by adding them, we really didn't disrupt the existing structure that we had. That by only playing football, it's really a very seamless incorporation of those two without interrupting the structure that we put together.
So do you feel like you guys are pretty stable at this point, or are you continuing to look to potentially expand then?
Well, this is the model that we want to get to. The 12 football playing schools and then the 12, we have the two non-football playing members in UALR and University of Texas Arlington. So, and those are two important members, for the Sun Belt. And so we need to be able to create a structure and a model that accommodates them, and then at the same time try to maximize our football piece. And so this model of 12 football playing schools and then 12 quote all sport schools for all of our other sports is the model. Now, to say that that the rest of the landscape is stable out there is, you know, would be unrealistic. There's still movement going on, and something could happen within the next, you know, 7 days that could create some more trickle down or some more domino effect. And if so, then, you know, then we have to go to Plan B and see what else is out there, which we know that we do. I took this job a year ago, Justin, knowing that changes were going to occur, but also that the Sun Belt was going to have great options. And you know, when you look at the schools, the five schools that actually seven if you count New Mexico State and Idaho, but five schools that have been added kind of within the footprint, Georgia State, University of Texas Arlington, Texas State, and now Georgia Southern and Appalachian State. I think those are very, very good, you know, good additions that mm-hmm. fit nicely into the Sun Belt footprint.
Sun Belt Commissioner Carl Benson joining us on the Revolution Hotline. Yeah, I'm glad to hear you say that. You know, you consider UALR and UT Arlington important pieces, and why wouldn't you? Of course, they've been around. You know, UT's got a great reputation. They're a new addition, and UALR obviously has had great success in men's and women's basketball. But you know, for some fans, I guess there's some trepidation that maybe because they are basketball, or I guess they're non-football schools, that you know, they may not be viewed as quite an important piece. Can you talk about that and you know, how the league views that with those teams not playing football and being the only two of 12 that don't?
Well, again, as much as this is all, you know, kind of driven by football, there really is a strong secondary priority, and that's on the men's basketball side, just in terms of potential revenue, not to discount the women's piece of it, but the Sun Belt, you know, historically was a basketball conference, and that's where UALR, you know, as a longtime member, you know, provided the value. And we need to reestablish the Sun Belt, you know, as a basketball power. We need to return to getting multiple bids in the NCAA tournament. And once we get teams in the NCAA tournament, we need to win games. We had two teams in the tournament this year in Middle Tennessee and Western Kentucky, and we didn't advance out of the first round. But the sign of one of those kind of top 12 or 14 conferences in the country is to get multiple teams in the tournament and then win games. And there's we've left a lot of money on the table over the course of the last 10 years by perhaps not performing at a level on the men's basketball side that we need to.
I'm assuming that you'd love to see the football side of things modeled like you did this year with having multiple teams go to bowl games as well. What do you think the potential is for that happening long-term, being able to send multiple teams to postseason games?
Well, again, on the bowl side, we had the best year we've ever had. We sent four teams. We had five that were bowl eligible. You know, we have two guaranteed bowl spots in New Orleans and Mobile, and we are looking to add to our bowl inventory, and you know, it was reported back, you know, earlier in the year that we are exploring, you know, Little Rock as a potential you know, new bowl site, and Chris Peterson at UALR is, you know, here's an interesting piece that, you know, UALR doesn't sponsor football, but Chris Peterson is leading the local charge to bring a bowl game, you know, to Little Rock. So that's I think that demonstrates kind of the role that UALR plays in the bigger picture with the Sun Belt. And so we're confident that by the 2014 season we'll have at least a third guaranteed bowl and perhaps you know, even a fourth.
One more question back to basketball for a moment. The basketball tourney, as most people know, just wrapped up in Hot Springs. We'll be moving to New Orleans, which for the folks in the conference office, certainly more convenient. Obviously a great destination town for folks who are fans of basketball. And I was just going to ask you if you've made any determination or when you expect it to come potentially for whether you'll play men and women at the same site and whether you'll try to utilize two courts again as you guys have in the past.
Well, for the year one, and I first of all, you know, we had another great tournament in Hot Springs, and the time that the Sun Belt spent there, you know, was valuable, and it allowed the Sun Belt, I think, to, you know, to look at, you know, at a neutral site and to kind of go to the next step to bring it to New Orleans. But next year we will only be taking eight men's and eight women's teams to the tournament in 2014, and so the men's and women's tournament will revert back to a traditional bracket in a traditional format that, you know, there'll be four women's games on Wednesday, four men's games on Thursday, semifinals on Friday, two men's, two women's, and then the two championships games, you know, on Saturday. So that's a big difference from what we've done in Hot Springs, you know, having the two courts and games going on, and you know, the brackets, you know, went from kind of kitty corner, you know, up and down to see who was playing. So it'll be a big difference for 2014. As we then, you know, get back to 12 teams for 2015, we haven't made the decision what the format will be or what the structure will be, whether we'll take all 12 teams, whether it'll be a 10-team, you know, 10 teams in both men and women, or you know, the smaller number, which is the 8. And you know, you can make arguments and debate you know, the various models, but the one thing that we will continue to do is that the men's and women's tournament will be played, you know, at the same time, you know, in the same arena.
Okay, very good. Commissioner, appreciate the time very much, and congratulations on the exciting changes, and we're looking forward to an upcoming football season here.
Good enough. Thanks so much. Appreciate you having me on, and look forward to doing it again.
All right, thank you so much. Appreciate it. That's Sunbelt Commissioner Carl Benson. And, hey, baseball season's underway, by the way, and